8 things you've always wondered about, finally explained. 1. Why are traffic lights red, yellow, and green? The three-color scheme is based on lights used by the railway industry in the early 19th century. Red was used for stop, green for caution, and white for go. But the red filter was known to fall off, leaving 2 white lights and crashing trains. So green filters replaced the white light to signal go, and yellow was introduced for caution. 2. What do the numbers on a barcode mean? Those lines and numbers you find on just about every product are called UPC, Universal Product Code, barcodes, which were introduced in the 1970s to speed up the checkout process for groceries. The first 6 digits serve as identification for the manufacturer. The next 5 digits are the item number, and the last digit is a check digit that lets scanners know if they read the code correctly. There are also patterns for certain products. Weighted items like fruit start with a 2, pharmaceutical products start with the number 3, and coupons start with a 5. 3. What is television static? This static has mostly disappeared with the rise of cable and digital television, except for HBO subscribers. But when signals were captured with antennas, static was a regular sight. Television antennas would always be picking up some sort of signal, such as atmospheric noise. And when the airwaves for a supposed channel couldn't drown out the natural static in the air, the antenna would still broadcast a signal onto the screen. Televisions were then designed to produce a sequence of black and white dots to coincide with the strength of the static signal. It has been theorized that this static was partially caused by the Big Bang. 4. Is it actually illegal to rip off a mattress tag? It's not illegal for consumers to rip off these tags, but is illegal for the manufacturers to do so. But why all the confusion? Before these tags were added to mattresses and became fodder for late-night talk show jokes, corrupt manufacturers in the early 20th century would stuff their beds with whatever they could cheaply obtain. This included items that had a high risk of molding, such as newspapers, old rags, and even food waste. To combat this problem, the United States government made it illegal to produce a mattress without a tag explicitly stating what was used as stuffing. Unfortunately, sketchy sellers simply ripped these tags off before selling mattresses filled with unsavory materials, and so tags were then infamously required to also state that it was illegal to remove them. 5. Why are stop signs red octagons? Detroit installed the first stop sign in 1915, but this first version was actually a square with black lettering over a white background. From then on, stop signs in all shapes and sizes proliferated until 1923, when the Mississippi Valley Association of State Highway Departments created a set of standards for all road signs. Colors for various signs were still all over the place until 1935, when a 166-page document called The Manual for Uniform Traffic Control Devices was created by traffic engineers and widely adopted. 6. What are those giant letters on dollar bills? The giant letter to the president's left corresponds to the Federal Reserve Bank that issued the bill. There are 12 locations for the Federal Reserve Bank, and these are the letters that correspond to each location. Although it may seem more obvious to use B to represent Boston or C for Chicago, the letters actually correspond with the district the banks control, with Boston being the first district, New York being the second, and so on. 7. Is this a fruit or a vegetable? There's so much confusion about how to define tomatoes because what determines a fruit and a vegetable depends on whom you ask. It's essentially an argument between gardeners and chefs. Botanically, a fruit is more or less considered a fruit because of its seeds. As Merriam-Webster points out, in its strict botanical sense, a fruit is the fleshy or dry ripened ovary, enlarged portion of the pistil, of a flowering plant enclosing the seed or seeds. 8. Why are buttons for girls' and guys' clothes on different sides? According to legends, the different sides of male and female buttons come from a time when men dressed themselves, while women were dressed by servants. Since most people were right-handed and it was deemed easier to use a button if the opening faced your dominant hand, clothiers designed the buttons so men could easily button themselves up, while the servants could easily button up women. After a lifetime of ignorance, you finally have all the answers.